Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The nearly 3 months long siege at the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, Ukraine may be nearing its end. Russia says an agreement has been reached to evacuate wounded soldiers from the facility. Ukraine's Azov Regiment, that's the military group which has continually fought off intense Russian attacks on the plant and a group that has ties to far right elements, released a vague statement a short time ago which seems to suggest the siege is over. Ukrainian officials have yet to comment.
Yeah, I've got a comment on that myself, but we got other stuff on the way we want to tell you about, too, this hour.
Including Joe's hints for a happy marriage, weight division.
Weight, okay. Mm. Interesting. Here's an interesting angle I don't recall ever hearing.
Made a bit of a misstep yesterday. Just wanted to warn you. Not to overstate it.
So, they're not going full Alamo there at the steel plant in Mariupol as they're going to get some of the people out of there?
Yeah, the wounded guys they've evacuated. It's not clear what the healthy guys who are still in fighting shape are going to do or what's going to happen exactly.
Well, I don't know if you saw the pictures of the wounded guys that came out last week. There are guys down there missing both legs or an arm or an eye, and they're just down there with like makeshift bandages moaning and have been for a month.
Oh, and infections and everything.
But I've got a theory on this. I think it's because Ukraine is gearing up for a major offensive, according to all the military experts I read on the Twitter and other places.
They got to retake the South for one.
Well, and President Zelensky's made it clear in recent days the goal is to go back to 2014 territory, including getting Crimea back. So, I mean, that is bold, man. That is bold. So that's what they think. You wouldn't be saying that if you didn't think you could accomplish it. Mm-hmm. And so the plan now is to get back all of that territory, including Crimea, which the Russians have had now for, 8 years? And so I think the whole last soldier dying in Mariupol. Why? We've got this big offensive we're about to do, and you're going to have plenty to deal with, Russian military.
Yeah. In terms of the Crimea thing, the only thing I would throw in is that it could well be that they're announcing we're going to take it all back. because that will put the negotiations in a different place, perhaps someday, about the administration of Crimea and who gets access to it and that sort of thing.
Would you like to bet money? I would bet money on this. I'll bet the Ukrainians, with our help, push the Russians clear out of that freaking country, every square inch of it, before this thing is over. Of course, that might be 20 years from now.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder.
I think, so we haven't talked about this for a couple hours. Last night on Russian television, because they have actual government television there, that is only allowed to, in theory, mostly broadcast things the government approves of. Well, some retired colonel who had gone to the best military schools in Russia blasted the Russian military effort, talked about how they're going to lose, and the Ukrainians are better equipped and fighting harder, and we're losing, and any stories you hear to the contrary are lies. And nobody is exactly sure, was he supposed to say this? Was it at the instruction of somebody? Did he go rogue and they let him talk for 4 or 5 minutes? I don't know, but I just think that there's a tipping point coming where it's going to be a rout. I hope I'm right, too.
I wonder. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, on that specific Russian colonel, having watched the videotape, old Katrina She-Wolf of the Kremlin, the host of the show, was pushing back on him hard, and she was pissed. She had given him the look of death, which when you get a look of death from a Kremlin loyalist, you probably ought to take seriously.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the mic wasn't just immediately cut.
That's what I don't understand. So what happened there? Nobody knows. Everybody's guessing.
You know what? I think it was it was so unexpected. And you know, what the hell do I know? I'm guessing. But I think it was a moment where a guy with a conscience saw the young men of Russia being fed into the meat grinder of an ill-conceived and idiotic war, and he'd had enough. He was expected to go on and recite the script, as he probably had several times before. And the hosts and tech crew were either caught so unaware they weren't sure quite what to do, or they agreed with him and thought, I'm not cutting his mic, you cut his mic. I mean, that disastrous river crossing that maybe you've heard about, they think the 400 or 500 men could have been lost or at least wounded, and 70 or so pieces of military hardware, troop transports, tanks, that sort of thing, obliterated. They're thinking that could be a critical moment in the flow of public opinion in Russia.
Yeah, well, I hope it is a tipping point. Other news, Elon Musk said the $44 billion bid for Twitter still can't move forward until the company is clear about how many accounts are fake. He wants to know what he's buying, which is reasonable for that amount of money.
The fact that Tesla stock has plunged since he announced the buy, and Twitter stock has plunged too, it'd make a guy, I don't know, I'm just saying, maybe look for a reason to abort the deal.
Interesting. Numbers for traffic fatalities out, 43,000 people died on U.S. roads last year. If that sounds like a higher number than usual, that's because it is. Highest number in 16 years. So not just like high coming out of the pandemic. That's the highest number in 16 years. Up 10% from last year. So there you go on that. Our friend Ian Bremmer's got a new book out. We'll probably have him on at some point. It's called The Power of Crisis. It's getting a lot of good reviews. But here's one little snippet from it. He says the 2024 presidential election is likely to be the ugliest and most dangerous in American history. That's no exaggeration. I want to have him on just to ask him about that.
Yeah.
The ugliest and most dangerous presidential election in U.S. history. I can't imagine avoiding it.
Well, I have a feeling I know where he's going. I mean, you may recall, you'll never hear this from the corporate media, but you remember Hillary rejected the legitimacy of the 2016 election.
Al Gore
rejected the legitimacy of the 2000 election. Stacey Abrams rejected the legitimacy of the gubernatorial election in Georgia. And then, perhaps you've heard about this one, Trump rejected the legitimacy of the election in 2020. And a lot of you agree with him or believe it at least partly. So we have both sides ready to reflexively reject the result of any election.
Yeah, which once you go down that road, it's hard to come back. I think the most dangerous outcome by far is a Republican winning a close election and then the Democrats going with it. It was a little illegitimate because they would have all the media on their side and we could have a serious problem. I mean, if it goes the other way, if a Democrat wins again a close election and there's claims of it being fake. Doesn't matter. The entire media structure, except for Fox, will be on their side. So that'll keep things, you know, kind of calmed down. But if the media is involved in saying, all of the media involved in saying this is stolen, which I think would happen if a Democrat lost, woo-wee, we're in a bad place.
You might have, for instance, rioting for weeks in America's cities, described as mostly peaceful protesting.
Yeah. Holy crap. I hope Ian Bremmer's wrong about that, but I kind of guess it's not. A blowout would be nice, but that seems almost impossible, right? So many people are and for decent reasons, locked into their side at this point. It's hard to imagine. There's not going to be a Reagan wins 49 states sort of thing anytime in the near future.
No, but I do think, I disagree with you. I think there could be a very substantial win by a moderate-ish conservative.
If they were
depending
running
on how they run the campaign.
They're running against somebody who's not a moderate-ish Democrat?
Well, if that happens, though, I think you see both candidates come together afterward and say, hey, it was fair and square.
And just kiss on the stage.
Probably. Anything goes these days. I think you'll have both candidates calling for acceptance and law and order and everybody calming the hell down. When you see the independent vote or the non-aligned vote swing this midterm election, you'll know that a big sweeping election is possible. I'm not saying it's likely, but it's at least pretty possible.
Hmm. It's so far away. There's no telling what the issues will be. Inflation could be over and under control by the time the presidential election gets here. Doubtful. But we could be on to a different war. Who knows? There's no telling.
Mm-hmm.
This topic might be a big one. Unbelievable that you probably haven't heard this, unless you watch Fox. 234,088 migrants encountered at the southern border in April. Numbers out yesterday. The highest number in the history of the Department of Homeland Security. 118,000 of those, by the way, released in the United States. They'll never be seen again. It's not like they're going to show up to their court date.
Who would? You'd be a fool to.
Highest number encountered at the border in our nation's history, and it's never on the news, ever.
Shocking. I'm hearing xenophobia and racism.
Probably watches Tucker Carlson. Speaking of that, the president is headed to Buffalo, and he's expected to say, Congress needs to pass a bill to take the weapons of war off our streets. So he's going to go big on that.
Never get it done. But again,
you're
as we've told you many times.
You're a can't-do guy. Look at you with your list of things you can't do.
I'm a can't-do guy on that topic. It's once again, Biden knows it won't get through the courts. It won't even pass Congress. Well, it'll pass the House of Representatives. It won't pass the Senate. And he knows that. But all he wants to do is signal to his base, we believe what you believe. We believe what you believe, whether it's unconstitutional, whether it's passable or not, because they're desperate. This is a desperate attempt to gain some votes on the backs of the poor people who were killed in Buffalo. It's disgusting.
And because heroic people at the church stopped it from being worse, this story is way underreported. The man who shot up the church in Orange County this weekend, killing one, wounding four, Chinese immigrant who opposes Taiwanese independence. And she was there to kill a bunch of Taiwanese people.
Well, that doesn't count. There can't be racism except white people. There's nobody racist but white people. According to Ibram X. Kendi and Robin DiAngelo and that whole cabal of fraud merchants, and if you dare argue with that, you get thrown out of your career. I have multiple examples of that at hand. It's just, I don't know. And the sane people don't buy all that crap, most of us. But man, if you're willing to be vicious enough, you get over, at least to some extent.
I'm going to get in a defensive crouch before I say this.
Uh-oh.
In case a swing comes my way.
Here we go.
We have more clips from the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Oh, for the love of garbage.
Barbaric.
What? You know what? I clean up after my dog. That's enough crap. I don't need more crap.
Fecal matter.
That's right, Johnny. We're agreed on this. Finally.
Well, we'll have something on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
We'll be right back.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
How lazy are modern Americans? 7 in 10 adults would rather have a drinkable dessert. Details to come.
Too lazy to chew?
That's lazy
by my standards.
I'd have a piece of cake, but my mouth's tired.
We could put it in a shake.
All right. Now you're talking. Do I got to suck on the straw, or will it just hurl itself into my mouth?
Is there a pump that could pump it into my mouth so I don't have to suck?
Oh, hey, speaking of
which. Maybe if I lay on my back and you drizzle it down into my open mouth.
Say, I don't know, for instance, you and your, I don't know, wife are both watching your weight, trying to lose weight, and I would just say this. Before you brag how well it's going, ask your wife how it went for her at her recent weigh-in.
Oh, gotcha. That's pretty good. Yes. That is actually a good tip.
Yeah. I didn't yesterday, and I should have.
Yeah, because that would make it extra bad. You're already unhappy that you went up and sat down, and then somebody else pointing out that they were successful. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think when Judy said, "I hate you," I don't think she meant it.
You know what you can do to make her feel better? Do that whole laying on your back with a liquefied cake drizzling in your mouth.
If I needed to, I could gain 10 pounds in 5 days. All right? If it comes to that.
You think 10 pounds in 5 days? I know I could get five pounds.
Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah, think?
I think, oh yeah, I absolutely could. And for the right amount of money, I'd prove it. But if I get past a certain weight, my blood pressure goes up, and I can't mess with that.
And what is that right amount of money if I were to start a GoFundMe?
Wow.
What is your figure to gain 10 pounds in 5 days? I think the listeners would come through pretty quickly.
but
we'll end up in a situation.
That would be so despicable of me to take it.
Why?
Well, it's just, it's untoward. Me begging the listeners for money. I'm making enough
for charity.
I'm doing fine.
What's untoward about a guy who's already doing pretty well begging listeners for money to get fatter and risk his health? I don't understand the untoward part.
What's your objection to this, Tinkerbell? Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. All right, let me consider that. So on a total different topic, you know, one of the things that bothers me so much, I've mentioned to it, we got 2 minutes, all right, I'll make this quick, is just the condescension of the left toward Black America and Latino America and whatever. The idea that everybody's supposed to think the same, I just find so incredibly insulting. There are some conservative Black voices that I think need to be heard. There's a list of some of my intellectual heroes happen to be Black men and women. But for instance, let's get a couple of thoughts from Clarence Thomas, who spoke at an engagement recently. Clip 20, Michael.
I do think that the what happened at the court is tremendously bad. I think it's. I wonder how long we're going to have these institutions at the rate we're undermining them.
And then the next clip. Go ahead.
One of the things I'd say in response to the media is when they talk about, or especially early on, about the way I did my job, I said, I will absolutely leave the court when I do my job as poorly as you do yours. And that was meant as a compliment, really.
Wow. Well, if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you ain't Black. Let's see. And then there's, Ben Carson with some really good stuff on the shooting in Buffalo 40.
Well, obviously it's a tragedy and our hearts go out to the families and the people who've been injured. But, you know, why should we be terribly surprised when in recent years we've made everything revolve back to race? And we begin to emphasize the differences between us rather than the similarities and the things that we have in common. We start to teach our children that the most important determinant of what happens to you in life is the color of your skin. We create resentment, we create guilt. I expect to see more of these kinds of things if we continue down that road. We need to fight it vigorously and help people understand that we can build our future on past mistakes and hatred, or we can build our future on the tremendous success of it.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, have for you two uncomfortable conversations that probably shouldn't be something people talk about, but kind of interested in discussing. One around the Johnny Depp trial, which I think is, well, you'll see if it's significant or not. The first one is definitely significant. Now, I'm interested where y'all stand on this. So Joe Biden is in Buffalo speaking. You know, we have this modern American thing, for better or worse. I'd say for worse, but where whenever there's a tragedy, whether it's a flood or a shooting or whatever, the president of the United States needs to go there to help heal. And then the media judges Republicans harshly on the job they did and praises Democrats. That's the history now. And I,
unless the shooting doesn't fit the narrative, then you don't go. You stay away.
I must say, flat out, if I ever lose my home to a tornado, or God forbid, a family member to some sort of other tragedy, I don't need the governor or a senator or a president to say a freaking word about it. It makes no difference in my life whatsoever. But
in fact, to have that S show come to town with the Secret Service and the press and the rest of it as I'm trying to grieve, how would that help? Well, that's just me.
But I'm out of step with one of my favorite pundits in the world, Charles C.W. Cook, who hates when Joe Biden does this and thinks it's abhorrent. Joe Biden did, and you're about to hear it. In his opening, he's still speaking now. It's been like a half an hour. He did it right in his opening, something that he does all the time in these situations, and then we'll discuss.
It's not the same, but we know a little bit what it's like to lose a piece of your soul. When you lose a son, a daughter, a husband, a wife, a mother, a father. The feeling of having that, as I said to some of you when we talked privately, you feel like there's a black hole in your chest you're being sucked into, and you're suffocating, unable to breathe. That's what it felt like, at least to us. And I'm sure some version of that feels that way to you. The anger, the pain, the depth of a loss that's so profound.
Well, what is he talking about there? I don't know if he made it more clear earlier in that or whatever. He's talking about his son, Bo, dying of brain cancer. Anytime he talks to anybody who lost somebody to disease or war or whatever, he brings up the fact that his son died of brain cancer. And like I said, some of my favorite pundits have thought that's just abhorrent that he is trying to one-up them, or, oh, yeah, you think you got a bad... Or, I don't know. It doesn't bother me a bit, but, like, somebody we work with, I won't mention his name, but somebody was just saying he thought it was horrible. Well, what's your opinion on that?
I think he overdoes it, honestly. I don't think it's horrible, per se. It seems like just a little much.
And, maybe the fact that he always does it is a... But if somebody did that to me, I don't take it as a, oh, you think you got problems or anything like that. It's just I can relate in the same way that, if I got a kid problem and somebody else who has kids talks about the problem, I don't think it's a competition or anything like that. It's just I don't want to hear from you. I actually don't want to hear from you if you've never experienced something like this.
Right.
I'm more on the other side of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me, but I know several pundits that will be talking or writing about this today, how awful it was that once again he plays the Bo Biden cancer card.
Yeah, that didn't bother me, honestly.
Okay.
As cynical as I am about Joe Biden.
Yeah, me
again,
too.
I think he goes, it's too much, too often, but I get it.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know how y'all feel about that. Here's another uncomfortable one that I find kind of interesting. Showing the pictures in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial of the bruises on Amber Heard's face. And they don't look very bruisy. And a number of people have pointed out how much you can affect the red cheek by adjusting the contrast on the photo. And there's a whole bunch of side-by-sides out there. And I have some experience with this as a red-nosed clown-like character from years of abusing alcohol. I regularly adjust the contrast on a picture and can take the red out very easily. You can also put more red back in by adjusting the contrast just a little bit. And New York Post, for instance, has an example of that with her photos. That's the point of the pictures, though, in the trial, isn't it? I mean, you're attempting to show the jury, look how bad it was. And if I have a photographer can say, well, yeah, I can make it look like that or not look like that, like real easy if you want me to.
Yeah, I'm reminded of the domestic violence trial that I was a juror for, and we were shown some of the pictures, and the reaction was, that's it.
Oh, really?
What am I supposed to take from that?
Really?
Yeah.
We've all seen, I think, probably if you follow the news, some pictures from these domestic violence things that are horrible.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can change the contrast all y'all want. That's hard to look at.
Right. Sure.
But Amber Heard looks like she maybe had, ran up a flight of stairs and her cheeks are a little flush.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he didn't hit her. Doesn't mean that at all. But I don't know, as a juror, so I'm supposed to convict or acquit on this, or I don't know.
You know, I'm not a legal expert, and those of you who are, forgive me my indulging myself, but, I've served on a handful of juries. I've witnessed a bunch of trials because it was kind of a hobby of mine for a while. And the reality of the justice system...
They stopped letting you come because you'd always yell, I object. And they'd say, you don't get to object, sir. You have no role in this.
That was one of several things I used to yell, but yeah. I find the reality of trials much more interesting than the idiotic representation on TV. Having witnessed a bunch, I'm telling you, this whole thing is just a dumpster fire. The Depp Heard thing. I can't imagine what Johnny and his team are thinking. I can't imagine why her team does some of the things they did, but I guarantee you the jury is sitting there thinking, the hell are we doing here? You can't say that as a jury. You can't say to the judge, this effing trial is a mockery. Get us out of here. Or you shouldn't, anyway.
Well, you're right. Dumpster fire or bed pooping, however you want to refer to the ridiculousness of the trial. But I will say, as somebody who's had, unfortunately, some experience with this and not taking the bait, it's pretty easy. I'll tell the story as it's somebody else, not me, who did take the bait. Somebody I know knew who was getting divorced years ago. And their lawyer, who gets paid by the hour, and every problem you can bring up has to be engaged by their lawyer, who also gets paid by the hour. And so there's a symbiotic relationship there between the two lawyers who...
Well, that would seem to be a giant immoral conflict of interest.
But it's very easy. It would be easy. I've not done this, but it would be easy to get sucked into a, oh, yeah, well, she can't do that. Here's what you could do. And she did this and she did this. And how would you like to do that? And if you do this and she, and it'd be easy to get sucked into some sort of tit for tat, like it's a battle that can be won. I think if you calm down and look at it objectively, there is no battle to be won really here.
Right.
And you just, you know, let it be. But I could easily see how both she and he have gotten pulled in the way so many people do into a, you can't let them get away with this. And you spend more lawyer hours on trying to win. I'm using my finger quotes because there's no winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's what's going on, as you've been saying since the beginning.
Yeah. They're just getting milked by their lawyers. Well, milked. She had to defend herself. Yeah, they're both getting, what do you call it? They're de-blooded. They're being drained by the vampires of the legal system. Now, she had to defend herself. He's suing her for defamation.
For $50 million, right?
Yeah.
What kind of money does she have? She surely doesn't have $50 million.
Yeah, often this has to do with your homeowner's insurance liability policy, I guess.
Like,
although I don't have $50 million worth.
It would have to pay off?
I don't know. The whole thing's a farce. I wish we could just skip ahead to the jury saying, Your Honor, first of all, thanks for wasting our time. These two lunatics, they both ought to be locked up separately, clearly.
I think this will be a pretty good one when it comes to the end, because I think the result will be what you've been saying, that they're going to say, we can't tell. We don't know. So,
no, it's unknowable who's telling the truth. But so quit wasting our time.
I think the fun part will be when they start talking to jurors, you know, when they end up on various cable news shows, because the jurors are going to say, oh, my God, what a train wreck.
Hey, here's a question for you. Totally different topic. I know executive producer Hansen is monitoring Joe Biden's speech there in Buffalo. Has our senile president started race baiting yet? Has he started pitching the whole rhetoric of the right, Republican Party is at fault here stuff?
Did he mention replacement theory? Or MSNBC was encouraging the president to name names, call out Fox, call out Tucker Carlson. Like, the president's going to say that in front of the grieving family members. Oh, my God, that would be horrible.
We talking about Fox News that the mentally ill teenager in his 180-page ramblings of a mentally ill guy said Fox News is part of a conspiracy against him? That same Fox News?
Thousands of packages of Skittles, Starbursts, and Lifesavers are being recalled due to reports of metal strands.
Oy! I mean, it saves you time. You don't rot out your teeth. You just break them in half.
I was over in the lunchroom the other day, and the guy who replaces all that stuff was in there. And I said to him, I want to know who eats all these gummy bears. I want you to write down the name of who I work with who eats gummy bears in the workplace. And he looked at me like I was a crazy person, and I walked away because I no longer can get a laugh out of anybody. They just look at me like I'm an old crazy person.
Well,
but I do kind of wonder who eats packages of gummy bears at work. Don't you wonder?
In defense of the chewier sign, the gummy bear is a slow candy. It's not like M&M's. You just pop them in one after the other, and before you know it, you've eaten a shameful number of M&M's.
Well, you see, I wouldn't think twice about somebody having a bag of M&M's. I just feel like eating gummy bears at work seems very weird. But I don't know.
Well, see, you're not just wrong. You're wrong-headed in your thinking. The gummy bear is a much more adult candy.
The gummy bears, an adult. I've never seen adults eating gummy bears. I've seen them give them out at kids' birthday parties.
You might be surprised to hear me describe a brightly colored edible bear as an adult candy, but
yeah, I think maybe you're wrong, as the advertising and the packaging does not seem to be aimed at adults.
Well, it's a more patient candy. It's a candy for the person who likes to savor every morsel.
I think you're trying to justify your own behavior. The song and the cartoon bear commercials would lead me to believe that their target audience is younger than you.
Well, you're easily misled. Again, it's one of your more mature candies.
You child?
In my opinion.
A mature candy.
You are a child.
We will finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, this is big today. McDonald's announced that after more than 3 decades in Russia, they're selling their business and completely leaving the country. It's sad news for Russians who will now probably live 20 years longer. Right now, a Russian guy is frantically sprinting to McDonald's to try and redeem his Monopoly stickers. Please, I've just got Baltic Avenue. I've just got Baltic.
Yeah, you're better off without a McDonald's in your neighborhood, but I see as a business thing, it's probably not good for Russia. World's richest man had some interesting comments about the president yesterday.
The real president is whoever controls the teleprompter. You know, it's like the path to power is the path to the teleprompter. You know, like what because that then he just reads the teleprompter. So, you know, I do feel like if somebody would accidentally lean on the teleprompter, it's going to be like Anchorman. It's going to be like QQQ ASDF 123, you know, type of thing.
Wow. I don't know if Elon was just trying to be funny or if he's that far out there and thinking the president is gonzo.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
There you go.
Oh, easy now. Oh, speaking of Peter Ducey, speaking of rich guys versus the president, I like clip number 30. Let's squeeze that in, Michael.
The president tweeted this weekend, "You want to bring down inflation? Let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share." Jeff Bezos called that out, writing, "The newly created disinformation board should review this tweet." When the White House responded with, "It doesn't require a huge leap to figure out why one of the wealthiest individuals on earth opposes an economic agenda for the middle class," Bezos was back at it. Quote, "Look, a squirrel. This is the White House's statement about my recent tweets. They understandably want to muddy the topic."
When you got Jeff Bezos blasting the president publicly like that, no wonder Biden's at a 38% approval rating. When people from that point of view are coming after you.
The way we bring down inflation is to tax the rich. Wait, what? How much time do we have, Michael?
1 minute.
Let's do the train wreck that is clip 31. Listen to this question and answer, would you?
The president's Twitter account posted the other day, "You want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share." Mm-hmm. How does raising taxes on corporations reduce inflation?
So
Are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, "You want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share."
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year about making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share, and that is important to do, and that is something that you know, the president has been working on every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs. And so it's very important that you know, as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to build America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave anyone behind. That is an important part of that as well.
And then she gets into climate change and a couple other things. Yeah, she's terrible. That was her first day, and she is no Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki was quite the wordsmith, though I didn't agree with her. This woman
is terrible.
She was
a lying brute, but she earned her paycheck.
Yeah, this woman is not good. She will not last long.
I say final, you say thoughts. Final.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. See, we're inclusive. Our technical director, Michelangelo, leads us off. Michael?
You know, I'm fascinated, Joe, by the idea of you putting on 10 pounds in, what was it, 5 days? Mm-hmm. I think you could do it, and I think we ought to get a GoFundMe account.
Yes, I like the idea.
I really like the idea. I think it'd be great.
It's going to be a significant amount of money. No joke. All right, just warning you. Young Alex is our behind-the-scenes producer. He's got a final thought for us. Alex?
Yeah, Jack brought up the idea of the gummy bears, and he doesn't know who's eating them. I'm the one eating them, Jack.
Oh, okay.
After the show, I buy a bag of gummy bears. I chew on those till the end of my shift, and I thank one Joe Getty for complimenting my mature palate, you troglodyte.
Yeah, yeah.
You child.
So now we know.
Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share with us?
If you were going to take the bet and try to gain 10 pounds in 5 days, what would be the main food you would eat?
Oh, there'd be all sorts of them. I mean, just, I don't know.
What are you dreaming food. Of? Like stuff you usually stay away from that you'd feel free to...
Well, you know my kryptonite. I'd eat a tremendous amount of pizza.
Oh, right.
I'd probably drink some beer, smoke a joint, enjoy the rest of the evening. Oh, no, that's a different clip for a different day. That's right, he says, smoke some weed. That's right. My final thought, I don't know. Stop making politics out of crazy people murdering others. Yeah, this guy latched on in the last year or so to one particular ugly ideology. The problem with angry, mentally ill people thinking they can kill others is not the particular ideology they grasped in the last months of their sorry, sorry lives. It's angry, mentally ill people.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people have thanked so little time. If you missed a chunk of the show, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Go to armstrongandgetty.com, pick yourself up some swag. Nice stupid should hurt t-shirt or something like that. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, and we have the hot links there for you. A lot of great clicks, guaranteed.
We're going to record our One More Thing podcast right after this. See you tomorrow. God bless America.
Armstrong and Getty.
Everybody's supposed to say, what is your word today?
My word for today would be pensive.
My word for today is decolonization.
My word is equity.
I'll go with surly then.
My word is plucky.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yup. Absolutely.
Oh. Are you sure of that, dude?
Get the hell out of here.
Go away.
Okay.
Look, a squirrel.
I'm not a cat.
A bald cat.
Agamaga. Agamaga.
On that high note, thank you all very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.